All right, yeah, so this video is going to be about, well, first I want to touch on a brief topic, a way I just figured out that I can use my actual cell phone to post to YouTube. I'm just a dumbass and never even thought to do this. So here we are. About 55 million videos later, here's like a halfway decent video quality. So first I want to touch on, I was watching this video and this was 1,000% right. I just want to spread this knowledge of never ever wait for a woman to, I'm sorry, never ever wait for sex out of a woman. Like, if she's making you wait like days and months, like, it's like, okay, I will say this, the sex is never ever worth the wait. And that's exactly what this guy said. I agree 1,000%. This is like some things, it's weird how you just kind of learn some things, you just know it, and it never had to be said. And other things, like, you kind of have, like, it would behoove you a lot to like hear it from somebody else, you know, first. And this was one of those things I just always kind of knew, but I never even thought to talk about this. But yeah, if a woman's making you wait for sex, like, sometimes she'll just flat out say it, or other times, like, you could just feel it, like she's making you wait type of thing. It unless you can look her up on Pornhub and find that she's just like exactly your type, in you know, and say, and even then, there's a good chance, like, it's not gonna be worth it. Like, it's not gonna be worth the wait. It never is. It very rarely has worked out. Like, thinking back in my history of dating, I can't even remember many girls I did like wait for sex from. It because it just kind of happened. I was. Maybe I think I'm vaguely remember one time, maybe 10 years ago, I did it. I was like 22, you know, young and stupid, and probably did it. Trust me, man. Like, the woman is like sex is never, it's never gonna be worth the wait. It's never gonna live up to the expectations. The only way to live up to the expectations is this, is if you already hyped up in your head that this woman was some magical goddess. That's the only way the sex is going to live up to actually waiting for it. Now, unless you just like the girl and she made it clear, but like, but she might be one of those rare who genuinely have, like, you know, an intelligent conversation to talk about, and can legitimately, you know, like, speak and have her own genuine views and articulate her own thoughts about things, which is very rare to find, by the way. It's just not going to be worth it. It's just most, I mean, it's just the reality. Most females are only good for their biology, for what biology gave them. That's just the sad reality of it. Yeah, so that was a quick topic I want to touch on, because I just thought it was a very interesting thing that I just never thought to even put into words. But no, I want to make this video about women, about women usually only be like, they're only, women are only good in one-off. Their entire life is based off a one-off, meaning, like, if it only worked this one time, I'm sorry, if they tried something one time, right, and it didn't work out, women very rarely go somewhere, rebuild, and then get back up. And then and at least be equal to what they were before, let alone better. I mean, with their bodies, with their mentalities, with their accomplishments in the world, very rarely, like I said, when a woman's pretty, it's always gone. And once she loses that prettiness, most times it's always gone for the rest of her life. She, like, they don't grow. You see what I'm saying? Like, their growth is in growing off your resources, not hers, because they're like, it's like they're fine-tuned to be programmed to know that anything that they're gonna ever earn or do is gonna fall apart. Majority reason why is because it's gonna be because something stupid she did. It's just in their nature. They know it. Like, and this fuels the other reason why. If okay, look at any woman you ever dealt with in your life. And okay, I'm 33, so I've kind of watched some get older, who were older than me when I was younger, and who were my age, and now they're a little younger than me. I'm watch and watch them grow. most, I'm telling you, most of the time, let's say, I mean, and it's been all different types of walks of life. Like one walk of life was like a girl who goes to college, right? Now, nursing was like this huge thing when I was in college, and every girl wanted to be a nurse, and it would be the weirdest thing. Like some girls, if they went to a class and they got anything lower than an A, they would doubt their entire existence in the program and drop out because they got a B in chemistry. You see what I'm saying? Like. Now, some others aren't that extreme. Others, they'll keep hobbling along until they get a D and then get kicked out the program. But it's the same thing. Like women are not built to take the daily punishments of life. Like they're built to be one-off princesses. Like I'm thinking about one good friend of mine right now. He has a wife, and his wife's sister is like roughly the same age, and it looked from everything and I know about him, it looks like the same thing. His wife got lucky with the one-off and found him. And he was a good guy and was, you know, was there. But I mean, he still had to play the douchebag role in the beginning because that's just what gets vagina wet for, you know. But I know him and he was always a good guy. So she got married to him. Done. Now, the sister, on the other hand, she and he told me he's known her since she was 15. And she has never grown mentally. She's still the same thing. I seen her right before I came to Europe, and I usually, especially at 33, when you meet another woman, when you see another woman who's like single after 26, you can usually feel why they're still single. Like it's not a secret. Like to them it might be, but from a man's point of view, within two or three sentences of hearing them or just looking at them and watching how they just move, you're like, yeah, that is a defective woman. She's a defect. Like when they be testing kids' toys and one action figure's arms don't work, that's a defect. And that's how a lot of them are, man. So like, and it's a sad story. Like when you start hitting 30, mid-30s, like it becomes like, all the signs that you would miss when you were younger because you were just super horny all the time and your brain, I don't think a human's brain is quite developed until about 25, 26. But when you younger, man, like there were so many signals and signs when you were younger that you just completely overlooked because you were just horny the whole time. So like at 30, like you start to slow down and you start to really think and see. Now it's almost like you can just pick them out. She's gonna be married with you for 20 years. She ain't gonna do shit. It's super easy now. Because when I married my wife, man, I was 30, but I've always been a little slow in development too mentally. But once I get the development, I never have the problem again. So. Well, I was 30. I was about mentally about 25, 26, and I was just waking up. And like literally in the middle of the marriage, I was starting to say some gangster stuff to her that I didn't even realize how gangster it was at the time. Like I was saying things like, yeah, like when you were 19, a guy would have flew you around the world, but now you 30. And she was 2 years older than me. I said, yeah, now you 30, 32. And guys ain't getting ready to do that like that, but you still think they are. And I was saying this, I didn't even realize the level of gangster I was, you know, I was being like directly to her face type of thing. Like, cause that's how slick, cause I like it with this phone, perfect example, with this phone. I didn't even, like, I'm always the last one to figure it out. But once I figure it out, like, you won't see anything lesser quality from me ever again. Now that I figured out I can do with my phone instead of this MacBook camera that's just horrible for some reason. I don't know why. Most of what women do, I'd say all of a woman's life is like one off. Like a woman's goal in life is not to own something valuable and maintain it. A woman's goal in life is to buy something valuable, flaunt it, throw away and break it, and then go find another thing. Like, you see what I'm saying? If that makes sense. Like, see. And I've always said this, I've always had this weird scenario in my head, but it makes sense. And hopefully I try to make it make sense when I verbally say it. Now, let's say there's a magical island. Like, entertain me for a while because it's going to get a little ridiculous. But you got to, but entertain me. Say there's a magical island, right? And on this island, you could have anything you want. But the only catch is you can never tell anybody you have it. No one could ever know, right? But it's this magical island in the middle of nowhere, and you just think it and you could just have it. But the only catch is you can never communicate to anybody else about this island. They can't see your Gucci belt, none of that, or a whores you got in the back room, or for women, like, you know, Thor sitting over there worshiping her. Nobody else can see it, right? Now, most men will go, cool. I'll go visit there. You know, you wouldn't want it all the time, but you would go there on vacation. Men, it would be a constant rotation of men. Men would always go there, you know, live up their fantasies, dreams. And when they get tired of, you know, getting what they want the second they want, they go out to the world again. And it'd be constant flow. See, this situation would be complete hell to a woman. See, this is what, like the concept of heaven is complete hell in itself. But it's also hell. It's also a worse hell for women. Because, see, in the theory of the island that I just said, see, this has no value to a woman. Like, you would think it does at first, but to in a woman's brain, this has no value. Because all the value to a woman is being able to show off to other people. You see what I'm saying? Even, I don't care who it is, some women say, oh, no, I don't want to show off. Bullshit. Everything they do, especially if they know they're cute. So on this island, like, they're going to make themselves cute. If they think they're cute, they're being cute because they want to show off to other people, men and women. They want to show that they're better than other women, and they want to try to get a higher quality man. But see, on this island, even if they create and they hit in their head, like, it's still synthetic. It's not real. Like, because they know that they're not really hurting anybody. They're not really hurting other females by being better than them. You see what I'm saying? They know they're not really naturally getting a higher quality man's attention. So, like, to them, let's say even if it was, like, buying Gucci belts, Prada shoe, Prada dresses, and all this stuff like that. Like, see, it will become worthless to them. See, and this thinking like this is an intricacy that a woman's brain just does not comprehend. It just can't. Their brain's just... A woman's brain would blow up trying to come within 10 miles of realizing everything I just said. it would blow up within 10 miles to convince a woman that her heaven, whatever heaven she could come up with, would be hell. You see? It would just blow their brains up into smithereens for them to even come close to believe, to see their nature. Like I said in the previous video, you got to look at a woman like a dog. A woman doesn't know it's a woman. It's just woman. Like, a dog doesn't know it's a dog. It's just dog. You see what I'm saying? Like, you can scream until you blue in the face to a dog to convince it that it's a dog. And all the dog gonna do is go, something's wrong with you. And then go eat its shit again. You see what I'm saying? Because it doesn't know. It can't help it. It's its nature. You see, like, they can't think outside their brain. But, to the original topic, man, like, it's a one-off. Like, another example. Notice, let's say, like, when a woman, for instance, gets married after 26, right? Because her one-off years were, like, 18 to 20, 16 to 25, I'd say. Her one-off years. But see, when she starts getting married after 26, see, the reality of what happens is everybody's kind of looking at that and going, ooh, something's not right. Ooh. Like, they're not going to say it. This is what everybody's going to be thinking deep down. When women are getting married and having kids past 26, everybody around them is kind of cringing. Like, ooh. Everybody, ooh. Because everybody knows it is because they're one-off years. Like, their one-off years were screwed up. So anything after that one-off, it's always going to be a bit awkward. See, this is why I never date women over 26, because it's always awkward. Because, like, nothing ever feels right when you're around them. They're always trying, like either they're just like horrifically stubborn or just complete whores. Like nothing about their existence feels right when they're single after 25. Like it, cause, or like I said, or they're into their careers too deeply, or they're trying to speed rush a family, or like see, because those one-off, you see, because in the one-off years, it would have naturally happened how it should have happened a lot of times if she got with a decent guy and she had any bit of liquor common sense and also didn't buy into like modern BS feminism and stuff like that, it would have naturally happened. But see, when they get older than 26, their brains start begin to degenerate at a fast rate, at a very fast rate. And this is why, like, I just cannot date women over 26. Those one-off years, the one-off years of their prime, when it was natural, like they woke up naturally a bit feminine, they woke up naturally hot. See, after that, man, everything about their life after that is just this fake synthetic act to try to recapture a prime, a prime of their life. And it's just sickening. It's disgusting, and it's just awful to just look at, honestly. Like, I just when I see a single woman over 26, I just cringe. Like, a part of me seriously just goes, like, oh, just like when a woman over 26 gets married, everybody in the room is like, oh, like, their face don't do it, but their body, like, you know this is true. Everybody around, and when they announce they're getting married, everybody goes, like, they want to be like, oh, I'm happy for you. But the inside, like, everybody's chest goes, ooh, because she's old now. You know, it's just awkward, man. I'm ranting about that, but because it's just so funny. But yeah, so hopefully this video turns out a lot better because I'm on my iPhone. And like a dumbass, I didn't know I could do this. So, that's the end of the video.